Shmuel Aleph Perichov Beis Pasuk Vav. Vayishma Shaul ki noda David va'anoshim asherito. So now Shaul hears the news. Shaul heard that David and the men who were with him had been discovered. Previously, he had done his best, David, to hide his existence from Shaul and his whereabouts. But now that David is on the move, so Shaul comes to understand that he's hiding in the Arei Yehuda, and that they had been in Eretz Moav, and then they had come back, and now they were within striking distance again. And so as a result, Shaul's rage is stirred, kindled, to go find David and chase him down and punish him any way that he possibly can. So this discovery comes at a bad time. V'Shaul Yoshev Bagiva Tachas Eshel Baroma. And Shaul was living in Giva under the Eshel tree in Ramah. Often that's translated as a tamarisk tree. I don't know precisely what kind of tree it is. I feel like I should have Googled that before doing these psukim. But he's under the Eshel. Vayita Eshel beBe'er Sheva. Avraham Avinu planted such a tree in Be'er Sheva. It was a tree of peace. It was a tree of shade. It was a tree of comfort. And here is Shaul sitting under that tree and feeling comfort as the last thing in his heart. And he's in Ramah, which may mean in a place known as the Hill of Shaul, the Ramah of the hill, the peak, the top point. Some say, the Ma'am Lois brings down the possibility that it was Ramah, but not the same Ramah where Shmuel was well known to be at home. Also, the trees have changed. Earlier in Perek Yudalid, Shaul sat under a pomegranate tree. Now he's under this new tree, this tamarisk tree. Sitting under a tree can be a position of judgment. We know Devorah sat under the palm tree, the date palm, while she judged Klal Yisrael. So perhaps he's judging. Bachaniso biyado, but his spear was in his hand. I'm sorry, his sword was in his hand. His weapon was at hand. Keep in mind, Shaul with a weapon can be a very dangerous person, throwing his spear at David several times. And it's a picture of royalty. All of his servants are standing about him, strewn about. So the connection between Giva and Ramah, the Chazal bring down, is that Shaul had the tfilos of Shmuel keeping him alive. If not for the davening of Shmuel that he did for that entire night after Hashem told him Shaul was going to be have the melucha ripped away from him, then Shaul would have relinquished the throne even earlier. But he prayed that Shaul's reign not be cut short. So it was because of Ramah that he was still a king at all. Rashi says that this Ramah is on the Gvul Binyamin. But some say Rashi also brings down the Ramah of Shmuel. So Shmuel is connected somehow, even if he's not there. And so here's the king, lolling about in royalty, hearing the report that David is on the loose, and perhaps might be a convenient target. One of the courtiers with Shaul is Doeg HaEdomi. Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Shaul la'avodav hanitzavim alav. So Shaul said to his servants that were standing all about him, Shimuna b'nei Yemini. Hear me now, you b'nei Binyamin, my tribesmen. Gam l'chulchem yiten ben Yishai sados u'charamim. Do you think that the son of Yishai is going to give you all fields and vineyards? So he's already jealous and suspicious of his own people now. And so as David said, Rov of his avadim were his clansmen, his tribesmen. And yet he's accusing them of drifting over to David's side. Do you think that when Yehuda is in charge, that you're going to have the same benefits you have with me being the king? Appealing to the greed and self-interest of people is perhaps not the classiest move. But Shaul is beginning to fray, not just at the edges. L'chulchem yosim sarei alavim v'sarei meos. Do you think he will appoint you all to be captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? No. He's going to give all the good jobs to Shevet Yehuda, to his people. Ignoring, of course, the fact that the Bnei Binyamin who have these jobs only have them because of Shaul. So it's not like he's talking about true justice. He's talking about self-interest, and that's a terrible thing for Jews to try to appeal to each other with. Greed. Status. Ches ki kishartem kulchem olai. And again, Shaul is visibly starting to come apart now. Because you have all conspired against me. Ve'ein gole esazni b'chras b'ni im ben Yishai. None of you revealed to me that my son made a pact with Ben Yishai. He has been relentlessly pursuing David. He has taken his own son-in-law and tried to destroy him time and time again. And now he's accusing everybody else of conspiring against him. Ve'ein chole mikem olai v'gole esazni. None of you felt sorry for me. Chole mikem. None of you had... Yachle v'yichav libo ba'avurai, says Mesudas David. None of you turned your heart, or none of you were sick with worry, to use the word chola, over my plight. The Chachamim learn a lesson from this, that if a Talmud Chacham is suffering, then people should empathize, and empathize so much that you practically take ill over concern for him. Ki heikim b'ni es avdi olai la'orev, Kayomaza. None of you let me know that my son supported my servant against me to lie in wait as it is this day. He is trying to kill David, but now he is turning the entire facts on their ear and saying, David is my enemy and David is trying to take my life. And I can't even trust you. That's why I have my sword in my hand, because I can't trust any of you. If Lahabdil Aleph Abdullah, if a crime boss, if a mafia leader was acting this way, you would know that his time was getting short, because the paranoia and the lack of trust means that that's going to do nothing but have more plots boil against him. Shaul will never have that. He's not going to be betrayed by his people. But his incredible paranoia and fear are making him alone. When you can't trust anybody, in the end, you are completely alone. And Shaul is isolating himself from everyone through all of these wild accusations and fear. And the only one who's going to catch his ear is the one he should never listen to, and that's Doeg HaEdomi.